Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perak Yud Beis Mishnah Chas and Perak Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chazas Rachel Shish Bezecher to find Yuziv Galgon Bikarav Mamesh. And now we talk about different metal kalim Ha'olar, which in modern Hebrew is usually translated as a pocket knife, and over here it's something similar. It's basically a sharp implement of sorts that's meant for sharpening a quill. Remember, back in the day they didn't have regular pens that we have, like gel pens or ballpoint pens. They actually had a quill that had to be dipped into ink, and every once in a while it had to be sharpened and made nice. So this Ha'olar, this sharp implement, which was meant for sharpening quills, and vahakolmos, this is talking about the pen itself, the quill, specifically one made out of metal, vahamitul teles, this is translated as a plumb line. What does that mean? Plumb line, P-L-U-M-B. Builders would use this to see if the wall that they were building was straight. It was basically a weight at the bottom of a string. They would go to the top of the wall, and they would hang it down, and they would see if it went straight down or if it was curved. Vahamishkalos, and different types of weights that are used for counterbalance to see how much something weighed. For example, in a store, you want to weigh out a pound of sugar or flour, so you have to put a weight on one side of the scale. Vehakurim, and metal poles that are used for squishing olives down into the vat. Vakan, and the sharp ruler implement that's meant for scoring lines in parchment. Vehakana, this is the metal tablet that goes underneath the parchment when lines are being made in it. Tmeim, all these are makabel tuma because they're regular metal kalim. Now, v'chol galmei kli eitz, any unfinished wooden kli, tmeim, is makabel tuma, and that's because it's completely usable as is. The only finish that it needs is for beautification purposes, but that doesn't have any impact on the usability of the kli, so therefore, even though it's not 100% finished, it's still going to be makabel toma, chutz mishal ashgaraya, except for ashgaraya wood, which some say is a type of cedar wood. This type of kli is not able to be used until it's 100% finished. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, av greifas shel zayis, even a branch from an olive tree, if that's being used as a kli of sorts, tahira, it's still not able to be makabel toma, ad shetishalek, until it's cooked. That's because there's certain oils and sap and different moisture inside the wood that makes it not 100% usable until he cooks it to get all that moisture out, and only then it's considered a proper kli, and then it could be makabel toma. Beforehand, though, it's not able to be makabel toma. Moving on to Perak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we're going to be discussing a number of metal kalim that broke and whether or not they still are able to be makabel toma. So the Mishnah tells us, hasayif, a sword, vahasaken, a regular knife, vahapigyon, this is like a double-sided dagger, it has a sharp blade on both sides, vaharoimach, and a spear, magal yad, a hand sickle, magal katsir, and a special sickle that's used for harvesting, vahashachar, and small scissors meant for cutting hair, vazog shel saparim, and professional barber scissors that are used for cutting hair. In all these cases, shenechleku, if they got split into two, haray ilu tmeim, they're still able to makabel toma, and that's because, let's say, for example, a sword, even if it got snapped into two, you still have a sharp blade either which way. Same thing with the scissors. A pair of scissors gets cut into two, you have two individual blades that are able to be used, and therefore they're able to makabel toma. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says that no, hasamach liyad tameh, hasamach l'raish tahar. In all these cases where the knife or the blade got cut into two, only the part which is connected to the handle is still able to makabel toma, but the part which is closer to the head, meaning the tip of it, that's not makabel toma. That's because even though it is very sharp and could technically cut something, no one's going to use it because he's afraid that since there's no handle and he has to hold on to the blade itself, he's going to get cut by the blade, so he's not going to use it, therefore it's not makabel toma. Another discussion, misperes, these are like little mini scissors that are used by women for their hair. Shenechkel shnaim, if that got split into two, Rabbi Yehuda Matame, Rabbi Yehuda says it's still going to be makabel toma because each piece individually has a sharp tip that could be used. However, Cham Matarin, the Cham or Matarin, they say this can't be makabel toma. That's because women don't use it like this. They'll only use it when it's whole and not when it's broken, and therefore it's not considered like a kli. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss different kalim which broke into two and whether or not they're makabel toma. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.